Right. Oh, yeah. So, yeah, if they do that, you know, throw your clear note on that antenna and see how it works. If you know that'll be transmit and receive. You could. Another thing you could do is you could put it on, like, I don't know what repeater, you know, you work best. Like, let's say you work Romeo best. You could actually put it on the, you know, receiving on the Romeo input with a different PL, and then you could, like, you know, program your radio so that it transmits in on that PL to your antenna. And when you unkey, it'll just listen to Romeo or something. You know, you don't have it transmitting, you just have it receiving. There's a lot of things you can do. If you want to just do a receiver, you just you do that. You just program it with a different PL to whichever repeater you think it would be a good extension of. You can just run it as a node. I mean, put it on your own frequency and run it as a node, and that you'd be surprised. It's like you'd be like another repeater. That's what a node is. It's like your own personal repeater on the network. And then, you know, you're right. The declare node doesn't have a lot of power, so you can amplify that, or that's when you get into, you know, start with mobiles. Mobiles, you know, are generally anywhere from 30 to 50 watts. If you're going to put them in a high duty cycle area, you got to derate them. You know, run them down to 5 or 10. You know, and if you want more power than that, now you're talking outboard amps. It's all, that's more than anything what it's really about. You know, it's getting rated power, you know, some sort of power in a repeater situation in the duty cycle requirements. All right, anyhow, I'll see what I can put together, and then we'll take it from there. But it ain't going to be any time real soon. Probably won't get till maybe next week. I got a lot of things going on. Dakota?